Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is January the 22nd, Wednesday, in the year of our Lord, 2025. We are already at the quarter century mark of the, what is it? Is it the 2000s? Is it the 2100s? I'm lost. I don't know what it is. I just know it's time to wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray. Abba, Father, I belong to you. Make sure you're saying it to him, okay? We're not just mouthing words here. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Father, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's kind of like I think of this prayer. It's like we're walking through a doorway into the house of God. And the house of God, of course, is, of course, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are enfolded in the Trinity, where we live and move and have our being right here on earth, you see, as it is in heaven. So we're consecrated. He received our prayer. He's consecrated us. It's time to move into transformation, right? Here we go. Our text today, our title, The Plans. Our text, Jeremiah 29:11, the sixth most popular verse so far in the New Year, New Word challenge. Hear now the word of the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. This is one of the all-time favorite texts of most all of us. It is one of those that can easily be ripped off of the page and put onto a nice bumper sticker or refrigerator magnet. It reminds me of what my friend, the renowned Bible scholar Ben Witherington III, says about Bible study. He says, a text without a context is just a pretext for whatever you want it to mean. So what's the context? Let's go back to the top of chapter 29. It's crystal clear. And I quote, this is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. That's Jeremiah 29:1. That's a context right there in the biggest way. Did you catch it? Jeremiah 29:11 comes in the midst of a letter sent from the prophet Jeremiah to a group of people who were living in deep desolation, depression, and hopelessness, a people who felt their life was all but over and done. A people who could sum up their life with two words, no future. Really, we could bring it down to one word, exile. I suspect a lot of people who chose Jeremiah 29:11 as their new word for this new year are feeling some semblance of this reality. Things have not turned out like you hoped. The cancer is back. The marriage won't survive. The job or the school or the opportunity didn't work out. Every hopeful dating situation seems to fizzle out. The anxiety and depression your otherwise healthy child suffers will not relent and is becoming worse. Those two words are ever speaking, sometimes whispering, and other times screaming. No future. You feel exiled from your life. The first thing people like us are drawn to when we see a text like Jeremiah 29:11 are the two words, the plans. Then we see words like prosper and hope and future, and we feel some sense of relief, followed by what can become a burning question, which so often leads to a burdensome quest. And I never saw the connection between the word question and quest until just now. And the burning question becoming the burdensome quest? What are the plans? We want to know the plans. Will we be moving to a new place? Will my spouse finally wake up and reverse course? Will I finally find the love of my life? Will I get into the experimental cancer trial? What are the plans, God? Will you just show me the plans? Everything will be fine if you just give me the plans. The problem with this way of thinking is it keeps our focus on the future and on some specific version of the future we have labeled as the plans. Everything will be okay when I finally get the plans. Have you noticed how the plans are never quite yet, never right now, always somewhere out there, just around the next bend, just over the rainbow? I want to suggest the two most powerful words from the text today are not the plans. See if you can spot them as I read it again. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You heard them, didn't you? The two most powerful words from our beloved text, Jeremiah 29:11, are, I know. Notice the forward context of the text. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Here's the miracle. When our quest shifts from trying to know the plans to seeking the one who says, I know, we discover the one who holds the plans is the plan. The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher, I confess how much I focus on getting the plans. If I'm honest, I want you to give me the plans so I can take it from here. Meanwhile, your big plan is for me to know you like you know me. You are the plan. And as I know you in all the layers and details of my life, you are unfolding the plan, even beyond my awareness. Knowing you is prosperity. Knowing you is hope. Knowing you is the future, right here and right now. deliver me from my quest to know the plans and onto the path of knowing you. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. How about our journal prompts today? Are you a planner? It's not a bad thing. But have you noticed how this can be a subtle form of needing to be in control? What would it mean to have your need to be in control be displaced by a deeper trust in God? How are you growing in knowing the God who knows? I'm sorry for you planners out there if you feel like I'm punching on you a little bit. I'm not. I'm just, challenging. The hymn we're going to sing today, it's such a great one. It's called Knowing You. It's a more modern hymn. It's in a certainly a classic hymn format, but it's number 125. It's one of my favorites. I think it was written by Graham Kendrick 20 or so years ago. Hymn number 125 from our Seedbed Hymnal, our great Redeemer's Praise. We'll sing it in just a minute. I wanted to today to lift up a couple of prayer concerns to us. I mean, there's so many that we could lift and that we are engaging these days, but a couple just kind of rose to the top. One is from our farm team. Dan Wilt, that's what we call our staff at Seedbed, the farm team. Well, Dan Wilt, he's our chief communications officer for Seedbed, and he has really been struggling with significant. He had a surgery on his back. He kind of lost the whole Christmas holiday. His back went out, and he's just been disabled ever since from before Christmas. And he, you know, has gone through all kinds of tests. And he had a surgery just last Friday. The pain has been unbearable. And he remains in a lot of pain. We believe the surgery went well, but it's just apparently part of the process to weather through this. I want us to be praying for Dan and just stretching out our hands toward him. Lord Jesus, we receive your healing for Dan Wilt, and as our hands are stretched out toward him, we impart your healing. We say, Dan, what we have, we give you. Receive healing in Jesus' name today. Receive relief from pain. Receive encouragement in your spirit. Receive the body, the bones, the vertebrates, the discs being fused back together, joined together in the kind of holy working union that they're made for. And we just see out ahead of you a man who is walking and running and leaping for joy. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, guys, thanks for going for it with me together there. I got another one for us. This is from Wake Up Call, some Sower Nation. Jason from Texas, he wrote me yesterday, and he told me about his son, Justice, whom I had met before. I met Jason and Justice last summer in Texas. Well, Justice is in the sixth grade. They hear the Wake Up Call together every day. We're hearing that a lot about parents listening to the wake-up call with their kids on the way to school. That's so great. But Justice, he shared with me his number, and I'm like, so I just picked up the phone and called Justice. He said he had an accident, a random basketball injury, broke his femur, and I got to talk to Justice about that. Just enormous pain, and there's a rod that's a titanium rod been put in there, and he's, and it was a snow day in Texas, which is kind of a rare thing, at least where they are, and he couldn't get out in that, and it's just sort of disappointed. And so I just had the best conversation with Justice on the phone today, before I'm sending this out for tomorrow. And we prayed together and talked together. I said, Justice, what's your new word for the new year? Without hesitation, he said, it's Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I'm like, amen. Well, you've got some opportunity to be practicing that text as you're healing there at home. But let's just stretch out our hands now over Justice. And Father, we thank you for this father and this son. We thank you for the way his father just brought him forward as an intercessor to me and now to us. And we thank you for the care he has received from the doctors and the nurses. And now we're just putting our hand on him in faith today. And we're saying, would you accelerate their work and all their skill? Would you touch it with your supernatural power to heal and accelerate it into a miraculous healing? Where Justice is just like all of a sudden, he's just strangely strong in his leg, that the bone that was once broken is back together, and he is restored to his life in the sixth grade there in Texas. And Father, I just sense you want to bring a testimony from this, from Justice, from his family, that would bring glory to you, that would increase and enlarge the faith of many people. And we bless him today. We love him. And we just say out over him, Justice, receive your healing in Jesus' name. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in all the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. And if you're within my hearing of my voice and you joined in that prayer, let's hear a hearty amen. Well, thank you for jumping in that with me and with Dan and Justice. And let's sing our song here. It's number 125. You ready? In our hymnal, Knowing You. All I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres, and wars to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now, compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Now my heart's desire is to know you more, to be found in you and known as yours, to possess by faith what I could not earn, all surpassing gift of righteousness. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Oh, to know the power of your risen life, and to know you in your sufferings, to become like you in your death, my Lord, so with you to live and never die. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. Again, you're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Amen. You know what? We might also have an alternate name for that hymn. How about this? The Plans. Knowing you, that's the plan. The one who knows the plans. Well, went a little long today. I realize that. Thanks for the extra minute or two here. Get your seeds, friends. This Wednesday, we're going to be helping people get over the hump. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.